Our opening prayer will be by Sister Mitzi Wise.
Good evening, sisters. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay. Let's go to our Father in prayer, please. To the gracious and mighty Father that sits up in heaven and looks through the windows of heaven down on us, and you put your loving arms around us each and every day. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for looking after us. And before I go any further, please forgive me of my sins so this prayer will not be hindered. Lord, we are here tonight for our Bible series, The Harvest Time. And we're going to hear a wonderful lesson from our dear sister, Linda Newsom. So I pray that we are all ready to listen and get something from the lesson so that we can study it later and learn more about you. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on that old rugged cross for our sins, so that we, if we follow in your footsteps, we can have a home in heaven with you in the end. You will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, be with all the sick and shut in right now, and all those that are struggling with different things in their lives. Please be with them and help them. And Lord, when this prayer call is over, we are going to have a wonderful praise rally for the 24-hour prayer-a-thon. That is a wonderful work that we do each and every year. And I pray that everybody is ready and willing to step up and do something to help with this prayer-a-thon. And Lord, just be with us throughout the night and all day tomorrow while we're having the prayer-a-thon. And let us be successful and have many people call in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Missy, for a powerful prayer. We will now have our health team salute by Sister Adrian Jameson.
Good evening, sisters. It's my honor to be here with you tonight, representing the health team. Our health team is led by our administrator, our dear sister, Natissa Thompson. The main focus of the health team is to encourage our fellow lady prayer warrior sisters to adapt a healthy lifestyle in order to maintain and to keep our temples healthy. Healthy in body, mind, and spirit, as indicated in 1 Corinthians 6:19. The health team consists of 27 members, and we meet bi-monthly. That's twice a month. Also, each month, a specific awareness topic is collectively chosen by our team leader, Sister Natissa, and other team members. Some of the awareness topics featured by the health team have been hunger and fullness, depression, thyroid disease, human trafficking, essential workers, self-care, eye health, lupus, even skin care, and that's just to name a few. As I previously stated, there are 27 members on the health team. The health team is like our other teams, all of our other LPW teams. We are in recruitment mode all the time, and we would love for you to become a member of the health team. We invite you to join us on a team meeting to get a better understanding of the purpose and functions of the health team. Our next meeting will be on the 20th of this month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can contact our team leader, Sister Natissa Thompson. You can also contact Sister, our administrative assistant, Sister Rosalind Body, or any of the team members for information about dialing in. So thank you so much for listening.
A beautiful salute, Sister Adrian. We will have our scripture reading, and that will be by Sister Adrian Jameson.
Good evening again, sisters. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew 9:37-38. That's Matthew chapter 9, verses 37-38, and I will be reading from the King James Version. This saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Again, I read to you Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. May the Lord have a blessing for the hearers and doers of his holy and divine word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Adrian, for boldly reading God's word. We will now have our song praise by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Thank you, sis. Little horse, gonna do the best that I can.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his praises. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest land on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus' song. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. I'll keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I'll keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He keeps blessing me over and over and over and over again. He keeps blessing me over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I'll keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I'll keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful Sister Cheryl. Job well done. All right, we have introduction of our speaker by Sister Diane DeGraffenreid.
Good evening, sisters. Our speaker for tonight was born in Enterprise, Alabama. After leaving Alabama in 1953, she moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where she obeyed the gospel at a young age under Brother Robinson, minister of the Golden Heights Church of Christ. She relocated to Canton, Ohio in 1971 and placed her membership at the Southeast Church of Christ under minister Dr. Larry Battle Sr. She is dedicated, faithful, and active in church ministries. She taught youth Sunday school classes also. She retired from the Hoover Company in Canton after 32 and a half years of service. She is a proud mother of one daughter, Iris Humphrey, and a son-in-law, Wilson. She has four grandchildren, Khadijah, Ishmael, Cheyenne, and Carrera. She is also a member of Lady Prayer Warriors and has been with the group for 4 years. She is also a member of the Prison, Sick, and Shut-In team. Her favorite scripture is James chapter 1, verse 21. King James Version, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. I present to some and introduce to others our
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Praise the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. My name is Sister Linda Newsom, and I am just thankful to be on the call tonight. First of all, I would just like to thank the administrators and assistant for giving me this opportunity. It's a privilege and an honor to speak tonight on a weird, on a different topic, but I apologize, Sister Adrian. I gave you the wrong scripture. I gave you the right one, then I switched. But I'd just like to thank you for all program participants, our gracious host, Sister Ralph and Teresa Body. Opening prayer by Sister Misty Wise. Thank you so much. Beautiful prayer. Coaching salute and scripture reading, Sister Adrian Jameson. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Song by Sister Charity Anderson. Beautiful song, beautiful singing. And introduction by our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenreid. Thank you so much, sweetheart. But last but not least, closing prayer by Sister Lisa McIntyre. Thank you in advance. First of all, let's go to God in prayer. My most gracious Father God, I come to you right now, repenting of my sins, Father God, that this prayer be not handed on my behalf. Father God, knowing that you are gracious and kind to each and every one of us, Father God, I just like to thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who bore the sins of each and every one of us across this planet. Father God, we can't thank you enough. We cannot love you enough. We can't praise you enough. Cannot adore you enough. And Father God, cannot definitely glory in you enough. But we thank you. Father God, thank you for just being here with us. And thanking you, Father God, for tomorrow starting at 12 a.m., our 24-hour prayer song. Father God, I already know you're going to show up and show out. I just like to thank you for that. And thank you for each and every person that called in tonight. Our first-time callers, you are our honored guests. And I just like to say thanks to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name I pray, thank you. Amen. My topic on tonight is subtopic, motivation in the Great Commission. Theme this month is harvest time. First of all, I'm going to read Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20. It's a Great Commission. And it states, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. My first point of a discussion, I give my points as I go along. First point is the Great Commission called to make disciples of nations is a command, but it is much more than something God wants us to do. First, of course, it is something he wants us to live. Jesus wants us to be all in all following him. Matthew 16:24-25. Then Jesus unto his apostles, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25. For whosoever wants to save his life, his soul life, lose it. But whosoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Matthew 7:21-23. Now everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name hast cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonder works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Luke 13:25-27 and Psalm 6:8. Luke 13:25-27 and Psalm 6:8. Luke 18:22. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet likest thou one thing, sell all thy hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Point two, partner with Jesus as we consider the Great Commission. It becomes clear that disciple making is an invitation to partner with Jesus in the we want us to accomplish on earth, a call paired with equipping. Matthew 4:19-20. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Mark 10:45. But even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister to give his life a ransom for many. Luke 5:27-32. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of the others that sat down with him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against the disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, ye may give it you. John 21:17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Third point, the most important part of the Great Commission comes from the authority and power for reaching the world for Christ rest with Christ. Consider Jesus' final words of the Great Commissioning. I am with you always, even until the end of the world. We cannot stress enough the importance of being fully devoted and vitally united with Jesus. John 6:68-69. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art thy Christ, the Son of the living God. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, let him will my Father honor. John 14:13. And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do that. The Father may be glorified in the Son. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace that brought again the from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through his blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Fourth point, the motivation and strength to accomplish the Great Commission is only available when we abide in the presence of Jesus. He is with us, and it is Christ's power in his people that fulfills his plan. This is more of an intimate partnership, a vital union. Our task to partner with Jesus toward the fulfillment of the Great Commission, Lord willing, may not be soon, is infused with the authority and promised presence. John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 10:27. Make sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John 15:5-8. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. John 15:16-17. Have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, or an ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye should ask of the Father in my name, ye may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. The Great Commission is a lifelong calling. Point five, the Great Commission is a lifelong calling that can only be sustained through the natural outpouring of our abiding relationship with Christ. Guilt may be effective motive for such a short spurt, but burnouts always wait on the other side of our own strength. May we even look to Jesus as our example for life and ministry. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, that I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. John 15:14. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Point six. Romans 10:14-15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not heard believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Jesus promised, I'm sorry, this is point six. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Point six, Jesus promised us the Spirit in the final words before ascending to heaven. Acts 1:8, empowered by God. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, Genesis 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 15:18-19. The world hate you. Ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. Point seven. Do not let the commission, the Great Commission, weigh on your on you like a burden, sisters. It is not an invitation to join Jesus in the work of drawing people into his companionship. We do so in the midst of everyday life, when things are good, when things are challenging. Ever keeping in mind that people are watching our lives and seeing how we live the Jesus life, may we live in the light of the Great Commission. Be used of Jesus and to make disciples of all nations and help others to do the same. Matthew 9:35-36. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel found in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 is the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when they saw the multitudes, he moved with compassion on them because they failed and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherds. This is a revelation in the person of the King. There is, in fact, a right harvest of spiritually lost souls, in other words, spiritually sick souls. And Jesus went about in all the cities after he preached and did all he was going to do. But when he saw the multitude, and in this chapter 36, fainted in this text means sheep being skinned by cruel shepherds and thus suffering pain, scattered abroad, refers to the sheep's abandoned and falling into distressed conditions in which they are homeless, wandering from place to place and helpless. The Lord Jesus' word here depicts situation in which the pitiful Israelites were afflicted and anguished, wonder the hands of the priests and flies the evil shepherds. Exodus 1:12. Therefore God dwelt well with the midwife, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty, became very strong. Exodus 1:20. Say ye, the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Isaiah 3:10. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Ecclesiastes 8:12. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalms 37:11. Matthew, the 16th chapter, 13 through 19, is the revelation in the person of Jesus Christ and the church. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, 2 through 3. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:1-2. Be ye therefore followers of God as your children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling and savor. Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of good pleasure. And I come to you, sisters, right now, the plan of salvation. First of all, we have to hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believe what you've heard, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith is it impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Repent of sin, Acts 17:30. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Confess, Jesus the Son of God. Matthew 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Be baptized. 1 Peter 3:21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Live faithful unto death. Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Sisters, may the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you. Hope you receive something from this lesson. Thank you so much for your attendance and your listening.
Amen, Sister Linda. Amen. Great job. Great job. All right. We will have our closing prayer by Sister Lisa McIntyre.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you, Sister Roslyn, for hosting. Bow with me, sisters. Most gracious, loving, and kind Heavenly Father, as I come before your holy throne of grace, I want to give thanks and praise for all of your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Thanking you, Father, for your protection and all your blessings. Lord, you have brought us from a mighty long way into this evening, this night, and I thank you for your word. I thank you for the word that we just heard from your daughter, Linda Newsom. And I ask, Father God, that you would forgive us of all our sins, that my prayer will not be hindered in any way, Father. Lord, I ask that you touch our hearts and our minds and that you give us and create in us a clean heart and renew our spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your darling Son and his sacrifice for all mankind. We thank you for the avenue of prayer. And Lord, as we prepare for the 24-hour prayer-a-thon that's starting in a few hours, we ask that you bless the callers and the prayer counselors and everyone in any capacity that they're working on this event. May you be glorified, Lord. I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you bless each sister that is on the line right now. Strengthen them, guide them, and protect them and their families, Father. I ask, Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, that you are the ultimate healer, provider, and protector. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch those who are sick and heal them if it be your will. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you give comfort and peace to those who are bereaved, as only you can, Father. And I ask that you grant traveling grace for all who are traveling. I also ask, Heavenly Father, for those who have left the body of Christ, that they will return before it's everlasting too late. And for those who have heard and not obeyed, I ask that you give them a receptive heart. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to remember that you are always with us. Help us to remember that you will give us strength to do what you ask us to do. And help us to examine ourselves and let your spirit rest good and abide with us. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you be with our children and our grandchildren and our entire families. Give us all mental health, mental well-being, and mental clarity. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to be with us each and every day. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we adore you. And this is my prayer. In Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lisa.